Welcome to the Gracefully Nested podcast, where you will find all the tips and tricks about organizing, simplifying, and motherhood. I promise to keep it real and help you find grace within your home. I'm Kristen Ridout, professional organizer, coach, and mother of one. Now, let's help you find grace within your home. Let's do this. Good morning, beautiful people. So today I am going to talk to you guys about morning routine, morning ritual. Mommy, get some alone time before your kids get up. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Because it is so, so vital that you are getting some alone time. No matter how many children you have, if you have one or if you have 20, Lord, please pray for the ones that have 20 children. No, seriously, I don't know how you do it with so many children, because I have a lot of friends that have multiple children. I'm like, I don't know how y'all do it, but y'all are amazing. So, moms, being a mom obviously is hard by itself, and then most of the time we don't get alone time because either our husbands don't work, or we don't have a husband, or we don't have a boyfriend to help, things like that. So if you just carve out, even if it's 20 minutes in the morning, I want you to do this in the morning. It is so important for you to do this in the morning, and that's why I say morning ritual, morning routine. Because yesterday I woke up at 5:30 and put Weston back in his bed because he snuck in our bed. So at 5:30 yesterday morning, I woke up, put him back in his bed, and I was like, I should really stay up and work out and just get like little things done around the house and have some hot coffee, because I just asked the question of how do you keep your coffee hot, because that doesn't ever happen with me. So I don't chug my coffee in the morning. I like to sip it. So I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get a Yeti cup or something that's going to help me keep my freaking coffee hot. Hashtag mom life. So like I said, and you'll notice that I have total squirrel brain, so I don't know that podcasts are really the best thing for me, but it's happening. I'm doing this darn thing. Morning ritual, morning routine. I want you to wake up before your children do. So I went back to sleep yesterday, like I was talking about. And so I had about 30 minutes to get my life together. So pretty much went to work with no makeup and a lot of dry shampoo in my hair. So just, it is so important for me to wake up and get things done in the morning and have some peace and quiet before Weston gets up. I'm not saying he's crazy man, but it's just the whole, oh my gosh, it's quiet in the house and I don't have to worry about anything besides myself right now and my house. And hey, you don't even have to worry about your house in the morning. Like, you can simply just wake up and have your coffee and work out if you wanted to. I mean, I fully support that. And this morning I woke up, went on a walk and did arm workout, and then I had some coffee and took a shower, and the husband got Weston out of bed. So that helped me a lot, but I want you to figure out what will be beneficial to you if you wake up early in the morning. So like, for instance, right now, grab a pen and a paper and list the things that you would love to do before the kids wake up. I want you to list three things that have nothing to do with the house that you want to do before your kids wake up. And then I want you to make a list of three things that have to do with house chores and all, you know, the fun things that we have to just do in life to keep our house not looking like a crap show, right? And I hope that y'all don't care, because I'm going to be as real as I am in real person. I cuss and I try not to do it that much, but sometimes I have a potty mouth. So forgive me if that's something that you don't do, but I do it. So love ya, but it happens. Realness is what I'm all about. So I want you to make those lists. I want you to, tomorrow is Friday. If, no matter if you're a stay-at-home mom, a part-time working mom, full-time working mom, and have a business on the side like I am currently doing. It is not so much on the side. I am extremely busy and I'm never stopping. But I have a rhythm and I have a routine and I'm organized. So it is not a shit show. It's actually going. But anywho, no matter what type of mother you are in this moment, I want you to take time for yourself, you only, in the morning. If your baby wakes up early, because oh my gosh, mine did all the time until like 6 months ago. He would wake up early. I never got really much alone time unless I was waking up at like 5:30 in the morning. And that's way early for me. I'm just not that type of person yet. I'm really trying to get there. But even if your babies wake up in the morning super early, then take some time, 5 minutes, just let the baby stay in the crib for a wee second. They will be okay, because mama, you just need to sit there and have some time by yourself. I want you to try this tomorrow, because I'm going to upload this episode. I'm not sure why I'm going to do it right now, but I am. I was going to wait, but this is so huge, because it has done so much for me that it would be wrong for me not to share what my morning routine and what my morning ritual has done for me, for waking up early in the morning and just starting my day without stress and being overwhelmed and just taking it step by step and getting... I'm very crazy about dishes being in my sink or in the dishwasher. So I always do the dishes in the morning. And then I always start with making coffee, and then I do the dishes, and then I do little things around the house, or write down... I've been really slacking on writing down what I'm thankful for and manifesting all the things and praying about all the things that are happening in my life. I've totally been slacking on that. I speak about it. I say it in my head. I say it out loud. But this is like, have a notebook right by the coffee machine or the tea brewing station, whatever is your morning thing in the morning, even if it's water, because that's another. I always drink water before anything. It wakes up your digestive system. Add some lemon in there, and that just makes it 10 times better for you. I want you to drink your water in the morning. There, I have, like, the past 4 months, I have met so many people that do not drink their water. For instance, my coworker, she was like, I don't know, I've just been feeling really bad, and like, I don't know, something's just not right. And I was like, are you eating? Because honestly, I never see her eat. So I'm like, are you eating? She's like, yeah, I'm not great with my eating. I'm like, okay, well, make some little changes, you'll be good, like, you're fine, like, you're not eating fast food all the time. I know that she doesn't do that, but she's not drinking water. And this is a whole nother story, but moms, get a giant cup. I've shared this on my Instagram. I have a giant insulated water bottle that I only put water in, and I use it every day. So do that, and then we will recap this, because I want to keep talking about the morning routine because it's so important. I want you to have a morning routine. I want you to have your time to yourself, and I am sending you all the love. Share this with your friends that need some morning ritual help, and I can't wait to hear from y'all. So I hope you have a great day, and let's do the darn ritual routine, because I know you have it in you to wake up just a little bit earlier before your kids. Okay? Bye.